G'day, g'day. Welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Connor19365719. He says, "You guys are the best podcast hosts ever, and you are all incredible YouTubers." Connor, I love it when you lie to us on the iTunes.
What the fuck?
What was that?
That was too wholesome.
God, I love it.
Sounds fake.
It was actually nice.
So wholesome, but obviously so incredibly untrue. I'm pretty sure that half of these reviews are just manager Ryan trying to just make us feel better.
Well, there's bots.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no. Wait.
Whoa. What the? It's a glitch in the system.
Oh my god.
All right. What the fuck?
Off to a good start. I'm joined today by my glitchy co-hosts, Jay, aka McCreamy.
What's going on? Hi.
Matt's here too.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. Toby's here.
Hi.
Hi. And Swagger Souls himself.
We pimped champion.
How are you?
Pimping. It's another week here in Melbourne. As you guys know, we've been going through a pretty tremendous lockdown situation due to COVID-19. Times have been boring. There hasn't been a lot of content, but today we have a couple of stories for you revolving around some magic mushrooms that may have been eaten recently, both between myself and Swagger Souls here.
Psilocybin.
Oh my
psilocybin.
God.
And had some fun little experiences. So I guess we'll kind of tell the story of how shit happened, starting with
we should probably start with a preface as well, similar to what we did with acid, just so like, you know, our bases are covered and we're not liable for any little retard that's like, I want to take magic mushrooms, and then they eat like too much and then, you know, think they're a glass of orange juice. So I guess, you know, I guess we can just kind of talk about so we had magic mushrooms in total. I think it was about, was it like something like a quarter ounce? So like 7 grams.
I bought 7 grams came through. I was like the Swagger, like, yo, let's fucking eat some.
How much is that? Like, if you were to hold it in your hand, how much is that?
It was a handful. Like cupped hands, it would be just pretty, like, it was dry shrooms.
Yeah,
just
it's dried.
Like,
no.
Oh,
water
okay.
Weight,
yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Cap stems and like little shroom dust as well. 7 grams is way too much to have on your own.
Yeah, that's a heroic dose. I wouldn't recommend 7 grams to anyone unless they're really experienced. But even then, I don't even think I would recommend 7 grams.
Okay, if that's a heroic dose, what would a legendary dose be?
True. Probably like 12 or 15.
Do people do that much?
I'm sure there's some hippie out in New Mexico just chowing down on shrooms every day.
What the fuck?
Just like there's fucking people out there that'll eat an entire sheet of acid.
Which is a sheet?
Those fucking morons. There's people that do things. A sheet is like fucking. Like, fuck, dude. I'm not even sure.
It's like 12 by 12 tabs or something.
It'd be ridiculous. It'd be like
I know someone that had a sheet once.
Amount.
How do you not just like die after that? What the fuck?
In Auckland, there's a bus that just drives around and it's free. It's because it has such a short route. And I knew someone who took a sheet of them and just sat on that bus for like 24 hours.
Holy
and they just
shit.
Sat
God.
There watching as they're going on this really short cycle.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that sounds honestly terrible, but maybe it was fun for them.
Maybe
who knows?
It was awesome. You're not enough acid. I guess you just, anything is an adventure.
You have to be careful with psychedelics because they can just completely knock you on your ass. And like, honestly, you can have some really bad times if you do it when you're in a bad place.
You could put yourself in a psychosis very easily if you don't know what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, for the basis of all trips, because it's very similar to how LSD works. You eat mushrooms and then there's psilocybin. Which is the psychoactive ingredient. And it's broken down in your stomach into a chemical known as psilocin. And then that goes into your brain and that fires your serotonin receptors, et cetera, et cetera. I'm paraphrasing here because the science is a lot more complicated. But it works essentially the same way that LSD does in that it gives you an insane serotonin rush. You'll see, you know, waving, warping of walls, like moving stuff.
Connections in your brain just firing, you know, you're just fucking so much happening. And so, sound changes, visuals change, like you see crazy shapes.
Yeah.
It's wild, basically. It's fucking completely.
It could be very, very insane. Now, again,
so, yeah.
I don't recommend you take any psychedelics until, like, you're well into your 20s. You know, your brain's still developing. Try not to fuck it up, kids. You know, just stick to underage drinking. Like, come on.
That's terrible advice.
Well, you know, they're going to do something. Drink a beer, right? Drink some Mike's Hard Lemonade. Stay the fuck away from acid and shrooms until, like, you're in college. Would it make sense, right?
I'd recommend kind of, like, having a good understanding of yourself and also just making sure that if you are going to partake that you start with a little, not a lot.
Yeah,
and that you
very small.
Pay very close. Yeah, that you pay very close attention to set and setting and the people you're with, because that obviously, like, completely changes everything. Yeah. Like, your experience really will vary based on the environment.
So
you're in
habit trip sitter especially. Helps, yeah. You know, with set and setting, it's important that, you know, there's your set, which is your mindset. So, you know, is it a good idea to take acid after I aced my tests and passed and I got into college? And
yes, right.
Like, things are looking up for me? Like, sure. But is it a good idea to take acid if my entire family died in a car crash a week ago? No.
Yes?
Like, it's not. Probably it's not. Like, obviously, your mindset, like, really matters. And definitely, like, will play a huge factor in whatever psychedelic trip you go on. And then there's the setting. You know, are you taking this, you know, are you going out camping and then chowing down on shrooms at like 11 p.m. in the middle of the woods? Probably not a good idea.
Monkey,
you know, without a trip sitter.
But also, you know, also, like, it depends. Like, obviously, if you're a first time, but, like, I think, like, if you have experience with them and you know yourself well, you can have still beneficial trips even when you're going through maybe a difficult time, or if you are in a, you know, I guess it just varies. But I think it's very much just about knowing yourself, knowing, like, what you're getting yourself into. And if it's your first time fucking with psychedelics, just start small. Like, you might as well just have a little bit, see how you feel, like, so you don't get overwhelmed and have, like, a PTSD inducing experience.
Yeah, it's better to have your trip be underwhelming than overwhelming, like, 100% of the time. I mean, that's the basic advice. You know, make sure you don't take anything serotonergic, like acid or shrooms, if you're on SSRIs, like antidepressants, that kind of thing. Because then you can get serotonin syndrome and die. And that is
What's that?
Fuck, dude.
It's like
overdosing on serotonin.
Yeah, it does some fuck shit to your brain. I'm not exactly sure the science of it, but that's, you know, from what I'm aware. If you're on SSRIs, which is serotonin something inhibitors,
selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors,
right? Yeah. So if you're on those, you definitely want to make sure you're not fucking with acid or shrooms, just for your own safety. You know, do research. You know, be proactive about it. But what we're about to tell you isn't an endorsement, and it's definitely not a call to action for any of you guys to go out and eat some magic mushrooms, right? This is just our experience. We thought it was interesting. We thought we'd share it. And I guess that's enough of the preface.
Warning. Yeah. These are trained professionals.
Anyway, me and Swagger, like, you know, I was like to Swagger, well, how much do you think we should do? Swagger recommended, you know, just like just over 2 grams each. Yeah. Of these dried mushrooms. We like waited for a sunny day and then headed over to Swagger's house with the mushrooms. Very excited, very, like, interested, a little nervous because I hadn't done a psychedelic since we tripped acid, like, you know,
same
a year
here
and a half ago. I mean, almost 2 years. Is it more than 2 years ago now? I'm like,
it'd be
crazy.
2.5 years now.
Holy shit. So it's kind of wild that we haven't actually dabbled in anything else since then. But yeah, I was very excited. We go over. It's around, what, 1 p.m. in the afternoon, beautiful day. We measure up the shrooms.
Yeah.
Which is a little iffy. The scale was kind of a little iffy, but
yeah, it was a bit weird.
To a place where
we probably took over 2 grams just a bit from
naughty.
I think it was like probably between 2 and 2.2. I actually looked up on a calculator. You can look up like a shroom dosage calculator and
it goes off
height and your body weight.
Yeah, your BMI.
And it recommends like what dose you should take. My recommended dose was actually 2.8. But I was like, look, like, I'll do what you're doing, you know, we'll do 2.2, whatever it is, and we'll see how we go. So we order a pizza, and we sprinkle the shrooms on the pizza.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Mushroom pizza.
Because the shrooms taste, they're gross, dude.
Yeah, mushrooms are just like, it's shit crackers, right? It's like saltines that have been like put in cow shit, essentially.
Ew. It
doesn't taste really good. So what you do is you get a pizza, you sprinkle it in a slice, you fold the slice in half like a calzone, you eat it.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
And it digests with the pizza, and then you're good.
So, yeah, we eat them. You know, it's a pretty bearable meal. You know, slice of pizza covered in mushrooms. And yeah, I remember just sitting on the couch with our trip sitter, and waiting. You know, it's that waiting feeling of, oh, we've just eaten a substance that's gonna, you know, take us on a little ride here. What's gonna happen? I remember like feeling really excited, a little bit nervous. And it started kicking in pretty quick, huh?
Like, you get pretty quick, like 20, 30 minutes. You feel this tightness. You feel a tightness in your gut, like right in your stomach. This like excited butterfly, very tight feeling.
What?
And then it starts moving up your body, and like you start feeling yourself like entering this psychedelic headspace. With the thing with shrooms, like with acid, you take acid, and then the excitement turns into like this delirium. Where, like, you know, you have this energy, like, you can't stop clenching, you're shaking, you're, like, you know, you're bzz, 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 and just going.
I would compare it, like acid to it, almost to MDMA, like, in a way, for that euphoric, like, high-intensity, like, rush of a come-up. It was crazy. But shrooms was kind of different, though.
Shrooms was a lot like light. you get that pit in your stomach. It's moving through your body, and then you feel really drunk. You start feeling really drunk, like very disoriented, very dizzy.
And like giggly too. Like giggly, I feel really quite giggly. Yeah.
You know,
just laughing at things, just like, oh, here we go. Like, you know, kind of just feeling silly. And yeah, you actually had a rough come up, didn't you?
Oh, I had a very rough come up. One thing that happens a lot with shrooms, very common, a common symptom, is that you'll get very dizzy and it might upset your stomach. So what happens when you're dizzy and your stomach gets upset? You have to throw up. And so, I was feeling really sick probably a good 45 minutes to an hour into this come up. And I was like, you know, and I remember being on the couch and Fitz was like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, I'm going to munt. And so he was like, oh, okay. The trip sitter was like, oh, all right, you're right. I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, I just got to go to the bathroom and throw up. So I went to the bathroom and I'm throwing up in the toilet and I'm spinning and I'm fucking going, I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing shit and I'm like fucking, you know, oh shit. And I am throwing up for like a solid 15 minutes and I'm throwing up to the point where like I'm throwing up nothing. Like my body is just lurching. I got stuck in this cycle of like I need to throw up. Like I'm still dizzy. I still feel bad. My body, you know, because the body's natural reaction to like eating a mushroom and then feeling weird and like, you know, disoriented is to throw it up because the body thinks it's poison. And so
it's like ayahuasca, right? Don't they just like puke for an hour?
Oh, they
much?
Puke
like,
for ages.
Yeah,
it's like quote unquote purging.
Does puking get rid of the mushrooms like effects at all?
Well, I no. Well, the thing is, I threw up a really decent amount of the shrooms. I maybe threw up probably a gram, so I probably threw up like half the tank. But the thing is, like a lot of it was already digested, and you know, there was already psilocin going in. There was still some in my stomach. And, you know, I was getting to a point where I'm just over the toilet and I'm just tripping balls. My eyes are closed like I'm throwing up. I see these patterns, these fucking like it was crazy. It was basically like a bunch of waves, like strings that were like going like a waveform. And they were all stacked on top of each other. And then they were twisting into knots. And then along these strings was like this pulsating checkered like. Glow like this, like these lights that were just kind of sprinkling across, and it just kept warping and twisting and going in and then fading out and then going really close and then going out and then fucking twisting and unwinding, and it was very intense, which just made me want to throw up more. And it got
the
to
entire
the point,
time that's
Hey, go ahead.
The entire time that Swagger's in the bathroom throwing up, I'm obviously on my come up as well.
Yeah.
and I was weirdly undistressed by the situation because I'm just in Swagger's home, like on his couch. We put on these visuals on the TV of like basically a like 4K forest walkthrough where it's like a steady cam just going on this beautiful nature walk. And I'm kind of just like looking at this and listening to like psychedelic rock and just enjoying some music. And in the background, all I hear is, and I'm like tripping dick myself. So I'm kind of thinking like, oh no, is that going to be me? Am I going to throw up?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, whatever happens, happens. Like,
yeah, I remember
feeling at peace with whatever was going to come my way. I've already eaten them.
That's crazy.
I was feeling giggly and drunk. How I was like walking around and like, looking outside like, whoa, like, and kind of like looking at the trip sitter, you know, while Swagger's puking, we can just hear the noises. And I'm just like, like, you know, it's pretty funny. Like, it's
just kind of like laughing. I heard laughing them at Swagger's pain in the room. And, you know, I'm tripping and I'm hearing them laugh. And I'm like, well, I guess somebody's like, you know, at least taking some joy out of the suffering. So like that made me feel actually a little bit better.
I remember feeling like quite worried and like empathetic towards you, and that's when I kind of started checking on you and sitting down.
You guys came by. The trip sitter actually poured a glass of milk because I told her one thing to note is that, say, you know, I don't know whether or not this is really grounded in fact or if this is just an urban legend that I heard and then believed and then tried. But basically, say somebody is on a lot of shrooms and they're freaking the fuck out. They took way too much and they're freaking out on their come up and they want it to end. You just get a glass of whole milk and you have them drink it. And apparently, I think it's like the lactic acid or something in the milk will neutralize the psilocybin so that it isn't processed into psilocin so that you don't get any more high. And then at that point, your come down like starts, like that's the peak, that's the cutoff. So then it's just you know, a slow roll down. So she got me milk,
milk.
That's exactly what that's from, because there was a guy who was tripping on shrooms, and the girl was like, "He needs some milk. He needs some milk."
Oh shit! What the fuck?
So apparently that's where that comes from. I don't know if that's entirely true. There's a chance it could be wrong. I'm sure anyone can just fucking fact check it. But
worth a shot, though.
It was worth a shot. And either way, like in my mind, I figured, well, you know, it might work. And so I don't know if it was the, you know, like the placebo that calmed me down or if it actually worked, but you know, I drank it, you know, and I was just kind of stable for like a good 10, 15 minutes. And like, I remember getting up out of the bathroom, flushing the toilet, walking into the living room. I cam the trip sitter there, you know, they look at me. And they go, okay, well, what do you want to do? And then I just looked at them and I go, oh, yeah, I'm going to munt. And I just went right back in the bathroom and I fucking threw up again.
Sounds awesome.
Threw up for like another 10, 15 minutes. And then Cam walks into this room. We actually, before we started tripping, I picked him up and we took his amazing, like this giant keyboard that he has, the synthesizer. And his speaker setup, and we brought it into one of my rooms, and we set it up in anticipation for the trip, so we could like fuck around with all the sounds while we're
make noise.
That's so funny.
And so, you know, Cam is in the other room as I'm puking, and he's playing music. He's playing like a little little ditty for me, and you know, and I'm just like, I have nothing left to puke. Like, I'm just sitting there very dizzy, like closing my eyes, crazy visuals. Like, I feel like I can't move. And then I'm having a hard time focusing on anything. And it was getting to a point where like my thoughts were getting very intrusive, like to the point where I would have a thought that was like, this was a mistake. Like, I shouldn't have taken these shrooms. This is horrible. This isn't good. And it was a lot of negativity. And I was like, okay, well, I need to nip that in the bud because, like, nothing good comes from, like, having stupid anxiety and spiraling.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I started, like, countermeasuring it. Like, okay, well, regardless of whether or not it was a good idea, it doesn't matter. Like, all I know is that I'm in it and that in an hour I'm going to feel like $1 million. And I'll be fine. And so I was just, you know, wrestling with these thoughts and just like looking everywhere and looking really fucking out of it. And the trip sitter goes like, oh, do you hear the music? Listen to the music. And I started listening to Cam play the piano, and it fucking snapped me out of it. I just started focusing on the piano and all the music, and it was impacting my visuals when my eyes were closed. And then I was just like, at a moment of peace. And then I finally, for the last time, crawled out of the bathroom and stopped throwing up. And then the trip continued.
And then I remember you're walking out.
I need a month.
Like, how are you feeling? And you're like, I feel good. And you're like, kind of like, I feel great. And then it was like a weight had been lifted, not only on you, but on me, because I was starting to like really get worried that my entire trip would be like in pain. And I would, you know, I wasn't feeling like so much the intensity I think that you were. Because probably just because like, you know, it might have been a small dose for my like size. I have no idea.
You had eaten earlier.
It was still intense.
Didn't you? You had eaten breakfast.
Yeah, right? I had eaten earlier that day.
Yeah,
too.
I hadn't eaten anything until the shrooms. Yeah, so I think that's probably
a bad idea. But yeah, then you were kind of good, and then
I was great. Like, I felt like $1 million.
Yeah,
I was happy. And
we were
giggly.
Just enjoying the music. We had like, you had like a blanket wrapped around you. Like textures looked so interesting. Like this, I kept looking at this blanket with sloths on it you had that you had wrapped around you. And
my
your
grandma
couch, like,
gave
everything.
My grandma gave me that blanket. She thought these sloths were monkeys. Just kind of sweet.
That's funny.
All the fabrics looked just amazing. Like everything was kind of breathing and warping. And like shrooms gives everything this kind of organic feel where everything looks like, I don't know, like something more natural, like wavy, leafy.
It looks like it's alive.
It looks like it's alive. The TV, which had this 4K,
that was fucking crazy.
Looks like exactly how you see it in
like simulation.
The Google
like
Dream AI or whatever it's called.
Deep Dream AI. You know where like it turns,
like the leaves are purple. You see,
yeah. Is that actually what happens?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like not or, just dogs.
But like,
the MGMT When You Die music video actually really portrays it well as well, and just in that kind of like rainbow effect where everything looks like colors are so saturated. You're very interested in like light sources in particular. I remember Swagger has this like kitchen with a window that with a like slit in it, which has kind of got this like natural sunlight flooding through and like kind of like put a glow on the countertop. And I just kept walking over to that and be really interested in it.
Like
putting
his hand on the counter and then he'd look over and turn his head. He'd go like this. You'd go, dude,
you seen this shit?
Are you seeing this light right here? This is fucking crazy. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's so cool. And then we go over and I'd like smack the counter.
We sat out in the grass for a bit.
Yeah,
in the
my backyard. We lied down in the grass for like a solid 10 minutes. It's kind of hungry.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
We just...
Yeah, and there was this guy mowing the lawns or whacking the weeds next door. It had this really like... like mechanical sound, which was kind of scary, and then we're like, okay, let's go back inside.
Did you go into VR?
We didn't go into VR.
Fuck,
we were a little bit distracted.
We were just like children.
Yeah,
like,
dude, we were making our own fun, dude. We were sitting in like my smoke area, the house by the backyard. And then, like, we stand up and, like, we started, like, competing in vertical leaps. So, like, I would try to jump as high as I could, and he would try to jump as high as he could. And, like, we kept trying to see, like, how high we could jump. And that became, like, a running gag the entire trip. We would just do, like, these
The trip sitter took some sneaky videos of us. And one of the things that she captured was, like, just me and Swagger in the backyard. Swagger randomly just goes, yo, double high five me. And he just puts both his hands like this. And then we go this, and like we hit one hand, but the other one misses, and we just look so goofy and silly.
Oh, my God, hilarious. I want to see that so bad.
It was a lot of, it was a really decent trip. Because after like I had the milk, like I guess I was on a come down, or like I had passed my peak or whatever. But the come down was really pleasant. We had a ton of fruit. We'd ordered a ton. I ordered a ton of fruit in like anticipation, because I know that whenever I'm on shrooms or like acid or anything, I don't want anything salty or dry. Like I don't want anything that savory or meaty. Because like when you're on something like that, especially shrooms, like my sense of taste was really strong. I was still tasting like vomit and milk in my mouth for like a solid hour, and it was just really unpleasant. So I decided like, all right, well, let's break out the fruit. So we cut up some watermelon. We had strawberries. We had raspberries. We had an assortment of fruit. And I remember
just tasted so amazing.
Just nibbling. like I have a raspberry and like I take a little bite out of it. I have like 1/8 of a raspberry and like taste it, and it would be so fucking strong. And I'd just be like, holy shit, I can't even finish this. And I put it down. An eighth of a fucking raspberry.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's just funny. Kind of overwhelming. What else do we do? I mean, music was amazing. We sort of just walked around looking at, like, you just become captivated by those strange things. Like, there was just a, like, Swagger's like, it's these gray curtains, like completely uninteresting when you're sober. But when I was on shrooms, I was like, wow, that's so incredible. Like looking in like a blank corner of the room, and it's like, holy shit, that shit is moving and like warping and breathing. Like, just looking at, he's got this dish scrubber, which looks almost like a mushroom in itself.
He kept fucking playing with it. He kept like attaching it to the side of my counter.
Sticking it to the wall and like going with it.
That's funny as fuck.
We just sort of had this nice time. We played the keyboard together, where like me and Swagger have this system where if you only play on the black keys of the keyboard, then kind of you can make anything sound musical. Like, it's because it's all just one scale. It all kind of sounds good together. So like I would go on the bass and then he would do a melody, or we'd switch around, and it's a good synthesizer. So you can just scan through like a million effects that just sound weird and like buzzy and cool. So that was really fun. And yeah, and then like towards, you know, the when we were fully on the come down, still getting like visuals, still definitely high, we decided to go for a walk.
Yeah, walk around a park.
Yeah, stepped into the outside and, you know, went for a stroll. And yeah, we found this park.
Yeah, I was very hyped to do it. I was like, oh my God, a walk on shrooms, like this is going to be epic. And then I realized oh, we have to wear fucking masks. And that kind of put a bummer on me.
It's probably for the best, because when we were walking through the park, really enjoying the scenery, it was a beautiful day.
It was a nice park. There was a bunch of people out. There was like families sitting down.
Children playing.
On towels, having picnics. Kids were playing on the playground. There were a couple of kids playing footy, like just chucking a footy around. And so we're walking like right through the park. And like we're walking, we're almost at like the end of the trail, ready to chuck a Yui and go around the outer and then leave. And this guy who has a football in his hand, he looks up and then he looks at Cam and he goes, Fitz? Is that Fitz?
No.
Wearing this like colorful like shroomy shirt and like a bucket hat. I'm like, you know, I obviously stand out like a sore thumb, and next to me he's like so clearly Swagger Souls wearing his merch.
I'm wearing this, like, oh, this Fitz, shit.
Monkeys.
Like, oh, Fitz, is that you? And I mean, I'm like immediately, like, oh no, I hope Swagger doesn't start freaking out because like his face and everything, but you were wearing
I was wearing a mask. I mean, it makes me more recognizable if whatever, but either way, I mean, I wasn't too concerned because the guy had a football in his hands, and like I was like, well, there's no cause for concern if like he doesn't have his phone out and he's not fucking taking a picture. So I was just like, I'm just not going to talk. I'm just going to look at him. And then I
just turned to him and I'm just like, hey, mate, we're actually on shrooms right now. So we're just going to keep walking. He's like, oh, okay. Love you guys' podcast.
Yeah, love the podcast. So. But Cam says that like pretty loud. He like kind of like yells it over to him.
Oh, and my God.
I didn't even know I said it loud.
To our right is a family, a fucking family sitting on a towel. And so, I put my hood up in case he did want to sneak a picture or whatever. But as we were leaving, he said, like, hey, Toby, like, cool to see, like, you're back in Australia or something like that. Like, he called me Toby.
What?
He thought I was Toby. I think it's because I have blonde hair right now, and it's really long.
Maybe,
so
yeah.
So I guess he thought I was Toby. So
interesting. I didn't even hear that.
Yeah,
It was lovely, man. Like it was a beautiful, just so nice, like looking at flowers and leaves and kind of touching things as we walked. And
we would walk 10 steps and then we'd be like, yo, look at that fucking tree. And then we'd just stop in our tracks and like look at it. And then we'd be like, oh man, it's a nice tree. And then we'd just walk another 10 steps and be like, oh dude, check this out. Like, look at this plant.
Yeah.
And we'd look at the plant. And we'd, you know, it was repeat until we went back home.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We went back home, and by this point, like, we were well on the come down, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah. We cooked. Made a hella fresh meal,
which is fun,
although we couldn't eat too much
beef
of it.
Bowl, right?
Yeah. Had, like, I think 4 spoonfuls of each. And
yeah, dude, right, we had like three or four bites each, and then we were like, nah, this is too much.
Yeah. But it was really fun cooking. Like, we were so clearly just, like, still fucked. Like,
yeah, fucked
how do I chop a carrot again? And yeah, then we watched the Truman Show. We smoked a little bit of weed, yeah, just a bit, and then we watched the Truman Show, which was nice. It was a fun little watch watching Jim Carrey.
What does
that's an interesting movie to watch high.
Hmm. That's what I thought. It was definitely like a lot slower than I remember it, but Jim Carrey is such a joy to watch.
I'd never seen it, really good. Yeah. It was a pretty awesome movie.
But yeah, we just kind of chilled and watched content. We watched a few Adult Swim on the airs, some other trippy shit, and by that point it was getting late. And
yeah, it was like 1 a.m.
It was over, I guess. Yeah.
So I drove home extremely high.
Drove home. It looked like the Rainbow Road.
To answer your question, Jay, about like weed on shrooms, we had it pretty well into our come down. So I didn't really notice anything too like crazy, and we were very conservative with the amount that we were smoking too.
Right.
Yeah.
But I know if I had like ripped a bong on my peak, it would have made everything so much more intense. And I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck that.
Because mixing weed and psychedelics is a risky play. Usually it's only on the come down if you want to prolong your trip or like bring visuals or whatever back. Mm. Then you could try that. But for me personally, I was kind of like already overwhelmed towards the start of the trip, and it wasn't even really that bad. So I didn't want to make it worse than that. So I was being careful.
I had like two whole bongs and I was fine.
Really, we were already like 8 hours into our trip by that point. So it wasn't that, that much of a difference. But if we had done it like towards the middle or like right after the peak, it would probably put us back up on the peak.
Wait, so it lasts like 8 hours?
It's like 6 to 8 hours.
Like six. Yeah,
fuck.
Six to eight.
Probably more. That's
like six. It's an ordeal. Acid is 8 to 12.
Acid's like 12. Yeah.
Oh my God.
When we took acid, we were up all night. I was up until like 6 in the morning. Yeah.
Jesus.
It was wild.
So yeah, you kind of got to allocate the day, and then you kind of got to allocate the day after to relax. Because at the end of the day, our bodies felt so exhausted and like tired.
I imagine,
Like you just beat with a bag through the ringer. Yeah, a little bit like you just being in like a fight or something. And the next day too, it was just like super achy, but also kind of like very chill, at peace.
I was mentally refreshed the next day.
Yeah, me too.
Like I actually got work done.
Yeah,
shit.
I didn't feel like I really got anything like meaningful out of the trip in terms of like growth, but we weren't really going into it for that purpose. We were just like, hey, let's just fucking like have a day, see what happens, right? And we had a good day. It was awesome. It was such a fun time.
Sounds crack up.
Do you have any other questions about the thing? Because I obviously bought 7 grams, which means that I still had 3, maybe just over 3 grams left over.
Shit.
And I had a solo trip all on my own a couple days ago. So I can dive into that story as well. But do we have any questions about the trip or anything else anyone wants to bring up? I don't know.
Surely
sounds like it was funny. Okay.
I just feel bad that we're talking the whole time. Like, you know,
Did it make it very introspective?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely had some shroomy conversations about like the world and about, you know, I don't know. But it's
we talked about
like,
30-year-olds who still live with their parents while we were at the park. Do you remember that? Like how sad it would be to be like 35 years old and like still live with their mom, and like their mom picks up all their clothes.
We talked about a bunch of things, but I don't really remember too many of our conversations.
That was the only one I remember.
I kind of dismissed them as like, yeah, we're on shrooms. Like, this is shroom talk right now. But it's so fun. It's so fun, like contemplating the world and life and what actually matters. And really, it kind of gives you just the sense of, I guess, calmness. Like, you're not really too worried about existential dread when you're on shrooms. You're just kind of in the moment, at least for me, which is just a really pleasant thing to undergo. So you're kind of like thoughtful, but you're not anxious. It's nice.
Interesting.
Shit.
Because often when you think about like existential ideas, you kind of get anxious because, you know, you're thinking about things much bigger than yourself. But on shrooms, it kind of just felt like you were at one with something bigger than yourself. So that was cool. A couple weeks pass and I'm like, okay, I was waiting for a nice sunny day. I've been wanting to have a solo trip, and I definitely wanted to take more this time because, you know, I think that my recommended dose was probably more accurate, like 2.8 grams for my size. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to do everything.
Your body also develops a tolerance, right?
Yeah. But
the after the first time,
yeah, but it, goes after 2 weeks,
away
like it's...
a week and a half later.
Okay.
They say about a week and a half to 2 weeks it takes for your body to kind of reset the serotonin so that you could fire it again. But if you took a tab of acid and like the next day you wanted to do it again, you'd have to take about two tabs of acid to get the same trip. And then the next day you'd have to take four. So it's very, very, very limiting, and it's very taxing on your body. I would not even want to.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine
like taking acid the day after I took acid. Like I couldn't imagine taking shrooms the day after I took shrooms. Like the nature of psychedelics means that they're like just the way that they work. It's very self-limiting. I mean, you know, like I can't fucking drink like two cases of beer and a bottle of wine to get trashed and then wake up the next day and be like, yeah, I'll have more. Because I'm fucking destroyed. Like, the thought of drinking
would make
me sick.
Why would you want to wait? Like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, one and a half, 2 weeks was, like, more than enough to reset me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, look, I'm going to do this. I've definitely been wanting to trip solo. And I wanted to take enough where I really fucking felt it this time. So I did what I had left, which I believe was, like, 3, maybe 3.2 at the max grams for these dried shrooms. I should have ordered a pizza, but it was like first thing in the morning. I took them around it's more like 12 p.m., but I just recently woken up, so I didn't want to order a pizza. So I ordered like a ham and cheese toastie and sprinkled them in that. There were so many shrooms that like there was a lot of like quite a lot like surface area on this ham and cheese toastie. And so like I'm trying to eat this and it's so disgusting. It tasted so bad. And I'm like drinking water to try and get it down. And it just turned into mush and I'm like, chewing, just get it down. It probably took me like 20 to 30 minutes just to eat all of them because of how painful it was. And I was kind of getting worried, like, what if it starts kicking in before this fucking thing? So,
it takes that long.
Anyway, I'd also kind of prepared my house a little bit. I cleaned up beforehand. I made sure I had some fruit out on the bench. I had plenty of water. I didn't have a trip sitter, maybe was a bad idea. But I also kind of like... I know myself pretty well, and I'm kind of a person that I like being introspective. I like thinking things through. I like kind of confronting myself. Mm. So I kind of wanted to have that without any interference. I didn't want to have to worry about what a sober person might think of me while I'm fucking on shrooms.
Right.
So I decided to do it alone. And let me just say, dude, I had the most amazing day. It was incredible.
Good.
That's awesome.
I recall before you started, you sent me a Snapchat of you like this. Like, you know, waving into the camera going, just took the rest of my shrooms, Godspeed. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Godspeed.
I was like, he's alone in his house. And I figured like, oh, well, if he actually needs anything, like, he'll just hit me up and ask me to come over.
That's why I let you know. Yeah, I let a few people know like that I was just doing it just so they were aware. People kind of like near me. But yeah. So I eat these shrooms. I'm listening to my music. And all of a sudden, I start feeling it. It's that same butterfly feeling, that same like kind of rush of like probably like serotonin or whatever it is just like coming over you. And music got really intense. Obviously I took more this time, so I was experiencing much more intensity. I was actually worried I was going to throw up like swagger because I'd eaten like so many of these things, is because they tasted so bad and they weren't sitting quite right in my stomach. But I didn't throw up. What I did do was look at my rug. I have the silver shaggy rug, which looked like organs. Like, it looked like squiggly worms, but not in a gross way, in a beautiful way, like beautiful silver organic looking worms that were moving and wriggling. My couch was so comfortable and soft, and the music was just hitting. I was listening to like Pink Floyd and just a bunch of like great psychedelic rock. And I had this big subwoofer and it was rattling my house. I cranked it up. I had the door open. The sunshine was leaking through. And I was honestly overwhelmed. I felt like drunk and stupefied. I was kind of sitting like a drunk on my floor, my arms rested on my couch, just thinking like, holy shit, this is crazy. This was kind of like the intense rush of the come up. And then I realized that this intensity had sort of passed and I wasn't so knocked on my ass anymore. And I could actually stand up and dance and like do whatever I wanted. And I realized, oh, I'm on shrooms. Now all that's left to do is enjoy the day. So I went up to like my roof for a bit and I laid out in the sun listening to music with my headphones, and that was crazy, just feeling the warmth of the sun on my skin. I went downstairs and I had a boogie in my living room listening to all the music that I like. And then I just start laughing. And this is something that I didn't really get too much on shrooms with Yusuke. We didn't really get in like a laughter loop. I was completely alone laughing like an absolute fucking maniac for probably an hour on my rug. Couldn't stop laughing. Like something was just so funny to me. And I kept like saying things like, nothing's ever the same. Nothing's ever the same after this. Like just random things like that. Like I remember just like rolling around and like tears streaming down my face from laughter and snot filling my nose because like, I don't know, just like the tears. And I'm kind of like blowing my nose and throwing the tissues around my house. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, whatever.
Oh my
God. I walk
God.
Into my office and I see like a funny photo that a friend saw me of this monkey. And I'm like looking at this monkey and laughing to myself. Like, that's so funny. I've been laughing at this picture for so long. Like, I also see that Jay's open on my Discord yeah. and it's like, make me a video. And I'm like, bro, I'm tripping right now. This is crazy. Like, I was like running around like a lunatic on my own. Just like, what the fuck is going on? Nothing's ever the same. Touching things like... eating fruit. I ate this nectarine and not to get sexual with it, but I practically like made love to this nectarine. I was just like literally like, oh, I'm just, like enjoying it. Like the pit in my mouth is like,
devouring
like, on the ground. Like I was just an animal. Like didn't obviously have to worry about what anyone thought of me. So I was just free to enjoy sensations however I pleased. I remember looking in the mirror and like my hair looked crazy, like almost like rainbow tinted and my eyes were like,
what the fuck?
I was like looking at myself. I was like, who is this cunt? Like, what's going on? Listening to music. Like, it didn't freak me out. I was just completely, it was euphoria almost. It was actually much more comparable to the first time or the only time that we did acid, where you're just running around like a maniac, feeling like so much time has passed, feeling like so much has happened. But in reality, you're probably just rolling around on a rug, like laughing to yourself. So the come up was wonderful. Like, I had a really, really wonderful time. Sunshine, music. Fruit, just enjoying my company. I played guitar for a bit. I played piano, which was really like just, I just felt like I could just play anything and it sounded amazing. It probably sounded like shit, but but to me, it was like, man, this is so good. Like, I can't believe I'm just coming up with these melodies. And then what happened? I guess I peaked at some point. Like, it was really just this euphoric feeling for a while, doing various things. And then I realized that I'm really like, I guess, cresting the peak. Mm-hmm. And this is when like it kind of gets interesting because I remember just feeling like, okay, I want to be up in the sun again. It's around maybe 3-4. I think it's like 4 p.m. So the sun, I'm going to lose the sunshine soon and I want to make the most of it. So I go up onto my little couch upstairs on the deck with my guitar and with this blanket. Audio listeners won't be able to see it, but it's like a rainbow.
Oh, shit.
Really,
yeah.
Like, finely stitched blanket. Which just looked like you could imagine looking at this thing, like how crazy this would look on shrooms. It was just, the fabric is so intricate and intertwined and the colors were beautiful and it was moving and waving. And I took, for some reason, like this was just something sentimental to me. So I took it up there with me along with my guitar and I kind of sat in the sun. And this is when like just this overwhelming sense of, I wouldn't even say overwhelming because it doesn't really, it kind of contradicts, but it was just, I felt at peace. You know, I felt like, I felt like a sense of calm and peace. And I was sitting in the sunshine with my eyes closed and I was on my guitar playing just like these two chords over and over again, just like doing like.
What? That's so sick.
Just these two chords. And then I would start like humming like, you know, just like saying like random lyrics that came to my head. And I was just like in the sunshine and I was like, completely like just enjoying this moment. Just I don't even know how long I was there for. And then I remember lying down on the couch still holding my guitar and playing it and looking at the blanket on my side, the sun's on my face, and it felt like it honestly felt like a mother's embrace. It felt like the world had just kind of was holding me
so
and
beautiful.
Cradling me, and I was just completely at peace. But at the same time, I was aware that the moment was fleeting and that the sun was going down and that pretty soon I was going to have to return to the real world and I was going to have to go back to normal. But I was like, you know, that kind of feeling of the moment fleeting almost ruined it. But then it was, you just bring yourself back into what you're enjoying and you realize that that's inevitable and that's the ebb and flow of life and the give and take and like nothing's ever perfect forever. And I kind of made peace with that idea.
Wow.
And I just enjoyed it while it lasted, just playing those same two chords and humming and like singing like little lyrics to myself, feeling just like I was being cradled by the universe, feeling at one with everything, which is so cliche, but it's really how I felt. And then the sun finally went down behind my little fence and it was no longer on my skin. And I kind of sat up and there was no more music. There was just birds chirping. And I look at the blanket and it's not as colorful as it used to be. And I look at the sky and it's not as bright as it used to be. And it was kind of, it was sad, but it also wasn't sad. It was like sad, but I also knew it was necessary. And I remember standing up and kind of looking at Melbourne, and just thinking like, holy shit, that was insane. Like, it was incredible. So exhausted at this point. The colors weren't as saturated. Things were fading. I was coming down. And then I entered this really like introspective headspace where I went back inside and I walked around my house and nothing was as colorful as it was a couple hours ago.
Wow.
And I was looking at the same things that I was really fascinated by, and they were kind of more bland now. And
seeing
more,
all
like,
the tissues,
real.
All the used tissues littered over your floor.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember sitting on my couch and there was no more like real light in my living room. It was actually quite dark. And I just sat there and I actually cried for like 20 to 30 minutes, not even for anything in particular, I guess just like mourning this experience I'd gone through and also feeling like quite alone and by myself.
Yeah.
I cried for like a while, but it wasn't like unpleasant, if that makes sense. It was more just like
cathartic, right?
Oh, here I am, like, yeah, cathartic. And like, here's me returning to my body. Here's me returning to my life the way that things have always been, you know, the person that I've always been. You know, I've made my life what it is today. All the mistakes I've made, you know, there in the past, I've made mistakes, you know, all of the success that I've had, like, that's fine too. Everything just was as it was. And it was sort of, I guess, just making peace with what you're left with, which is like, oh, here's my life. It's a little bit in pieces, but there's also things that I'm grateful for and things that are great. And that's okay. And then I found a photo of me and my parents. And I remember holding that along with a big fucking glass bottle of water, which I was just drinking from the neck of. And I walked around and I sat in various places of my home and just kind of like thought about my life, thought about the people in my life, thought about like where I was, who I was, who I wanted to be. And just had this wonderful time just sitting almost in silence, just thinking and just looking at things and drinking water and recovering and reflecting. I looked at myself in the mirror a lot and kind of like thought about that. I obviously came to quite a few revelations on this, which I'm not going to share because sort of thing is personal.
But personal.
It was like deeply, deeply meaningful. And then I put on my headphones and I played this like ambient mix that my brother showed me last Christmas. We sat in person together by a stream and listened to this mix, which starts off with this beautiful poem, very ambient. I put that on to remind me of my brother and my family. And I went back up to the deck. And the sun is just setting now. So like it's just setting. It's still
holy fuck.
Light. There's birds flying through the sky. The sky looked like, you know, those marbles which are kind of clouded with like white wisps.
Yeah.
The clouds looked like white and wispy and like very, very beautiful. And I was just listening to this mix and drinking from my bottle of water.
Right.
And I wasn't drinking like liquor. And just being like, just letting the sunset wash over me. And that was just insane. That was crazy. I think before this as well, I actually smoked a bong. which I smoked a bong. I think I almost didn't even think about it. It was just something that I just decided to do, which I'm glad that I did because it really made the sunset incredible. And then I didn't smoke any more that night. I didn't even feel like I needed to. I could actually feel like my body getting exhausted and a headache coming on. And normally when I feel like a headache, I might smoke to self-medicate myself. But for this time, I just wanted that sobriety and I wanted to sit with the emptiness that I felt. And I just kind of sat with it and chilled. And yeah, then I played some Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, which by the way, great game to play on a shroom come down.
Fuck
holy
yeah.
Shit, just a gorgeous, beautiful, like nature-filled game.
Didn't
I watched Princess Mononoke.
Didn't some of you guys
also
play
great
that
to watch
on the mooncakes in Space Cakes?
Oh,
and,
no, yeah, I
no,
got
the
that.
Truffles,
on,
right?
Yeah, it was the truffles. I took truffles with Sam, and then I unboxed my Switch in our hotel room, and I fucking played it for like a good 2 hours while I was on these truffles, which are pretty much the same as shrooms. But I did not have like nearly enough to constitute a trip.
Right.
It's a microdose. Yeah, it's still fun.
It's a great game to play. I'd love to try truffles sometime and compare. I still haven't done them. But yeah, it was just like chill and I was exhausted and tired, but I was also just kind of enjoying that sensation. Everything I just felt still at peace, not only with you know, all of the good things in my life, but also with all the bad things in my life. And that was really, really powerful. I watched Princess Mononoke, which is kind of just something to watch to pass the time. Really cool film to watch. And then, yeah, I went to bed and I woke up the next day and I just felt so clear-headed and so like different, and like I just experienced something so profound.
Wow.
And yeah, that was my solo trip. Yeah,
that was very poetic. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. That was so beautiful, cool. Bro. What
that
the
was
fuck?
Fucking awesome, dude.
It was
the way you described it is like that's unreal.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time because I remember I was checking up on you like maybe twice, twice that day. Be like, "How are you going?" You're like, "Fuck." The messages were like, "Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good." And then I asked you again how you're holding up, and then you were like, "This is fucking fantastic. Like I can't wait to tell you about this. This is amazing." And you know, and I was just like, "Good, good. He's having a good time. He's not seeing demons." Yeah. And you know, that was all I was worried about is that demons would start coming out of the wall. You know,
no demons, nothing really negative about it at all. Like even I live alone, you know, and that I kind of worried that on the come down, I might feel like afraid in my own home, you know, because it's kind of easy to get paranoid when you're by yourself. I had felt no paranoia. It was just like, whatever happens, man. Like I just fucking spoke to God. So I think I'm good for the day kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
holy
so,
shit, so man.
That's really good, dude.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy for
that's
you.
Amazing. I'm glad that thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that I did it. Yeah, it was awesome.
So would you say that it's changed your perspective on a lot of things, how you outlook life, how you outlook, you know, things in general?
It's interesting because I remember thinking to myself on the come down, like nothing is the same and yet everything is the same. Like, you know, because what I'd experienced is obviously something abstract and personal to me. My life and all the connections that I've made in my life, they're still exactly the same because no one went through this experience with me, but like definitely my relationship with myself was improved.
Good.
Definitely I like forgave myself for a lot of things. I understood my decision making for a lot of things. I reflected a lot on like my relationship with certain drugs like weed quite a lot, which I think is part of why I after that one bong, like that was almost like my last bong, not ever.
Right.
I don't want to like set myself up to say I've like quit marijuana or whatever, but it was definitely like we need to like reassess what we're doing here, because I've definitely smoked a lot of weed over this lockdown period. And to a point where probably I'm doing it to self-medicate. I'm probably doing it to like avoid, you know, confronting certain things. So it was a good, like look in the mirror for that. And yeah, a whole bunch of other personal things, which I won't talk about, but, yeah, a lot of realizations for sure. So.
Wow. Yep.
Definitely therapeutic. Definitely understand what they're talking about when they say they're using psilocybin for therapy for, you know, addiction or depression or any of that sort of thing. Like it's I could see how an experience like that could change you and really give you some insight if you're willing to look, you know, at yourself.
Dude,
I think a lot of people might have bad trips because they're afraid to look at you know, something they might not like about themselves or something
they're afraid to lose
understand.
Control.
Yeah, exactly. But I went into it willing to
willing
to get fucked, like willing to get shattered. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't think I could have a good experience on psychedelics, at least at this stage in my life. Just because, like the reason I didn't have fun on acid was because, and it's also the reason why I don't smoke weed and the reason why I don't drink is because I hate the lack of control, the feeling of being slightly out of control. I can't give up control. I'm totally happy to give up control of what's happening in my life, but when it comes to what I'm doing and like my own body and stuff, I'm like, no, I need to be in control of everything.
That's so interesting.
I feel the same way,
the opposite.
I'm similar.
I feel like I'm the opposite because I feel like I like control in my day-to-day life, but I often will like take substances to lose control because I like that feeling. I like seeing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, like, that's the thing. A lot of people will drink or smoke weed because, like, it'll make them more confident or more comfortable and stuff like that. And then there's people on my side where it's like, no, that doesn't make me more confident or comfortable. It actually makes me way less confident and way more uncomfortable.
Because you're unsure of your footing and what's going on. And yeah, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, psychedelics are not for everyone.
No.
And you can definitely, like, analyze your own mental state and even your family history for certain things.
Yeah, if you have
100%,
anything like that, make sure you do not take that. Mm-hmm. It could put you in a psychosis.
Be super careful. Yeah. But yeah, like if you feel like it's, you know, something that you're into or that you're want to confront things about yourself, I'd recommend it. But if it's your first time, I'd recommend doing it with someone else or at least having a sitter. And obviously starting with that low dose, like you don't want to,
because
you can get railed by these things. Like I've heard stories of people just, what was that story you told of that your maiden in college who turned into a cube?
Oh yeah, my best friend and roommate. He took an eighth, so he had 3.5 grams. And I'm sitting there editing a YouTube video, and the guy just walks across the dorm, and he's looking at me, he's staring at me, and I'm sitting down, and I look up at him, and I'm like, hey, like, what's going on? And he looks down at me, and then he sits down on the floor, crisscross applesauce, and he looks up at me, and he goes like this, and he pulls his shirt out, and he puts it over his head like this, and he's looking down into his shirt, and he goes, dude, I'm a fucking cube. I was like, what did you say? Like, lift up my headphone. I'm like, what did you say? He goes, I'm a cube. Dude, I'm a cube, dude. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then he looks at me. He puts his head out of his shirt and he looks up at me and he goes, oh, now it's just like we're just talking and it's normal.
Interesting.
And then he does it again and he goes, oh my God, it's happening again. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean you're turning into a cube? And he goes, I have six sides. I'm solid. No, wait, I'm hollow. No, I'm solid. And I go, look at me, dude. Just look at me. And he looks at me, he goes, and now I'm back to normal. And now we're just talking. And then he'd do it again. He'd go, I'm a cube.
I'd
be like, all honestly, right, dude, I'm trying to edit a Counter-Strike Surf video. This is amazing.
Yeah, honestly, that doesn't sound like the worst experience. It sounds like fun being a cube.
Yeah,
but you can have some fucking traumatizing times.
What would a bad experience look like? Like a really bad experience?
I'd say a really bad experience would be if you're in like an uncomfortable setting, like with a lot of people around maybe that you don't know, or maybe you're with people that like you don't get along with or something like that. And you're just like, I don't know, like I guess you're really just confront your environment, and you like your environment is so important and your mindset so important that if you're in that environment, you could probably start like just getting the negative thought loops and your brain is sparking and like making all these connections at once. So like that becomes really overwhelming and visually really unpleasant. And I've never had a bad trip. So I actually don't know what it feels like.
A bad trip is essentially a panic attack, except you're tripping. And a panic attack feels like you're fucking dying. So when you have a panic attack on acid or shrooms, it feels even worse than dying. It feels horrible. Mm. It feels horrible.
Which is why like it pays to kind of, I guess, have a mantra in your head that like I'm on shrooms. I know shrooms are safe. I know I won't die. I know I won't die. I'm not going to die. Like, or whatever it is that comforts you or brings you back to reality to remember, oh, I took a substance. That's why I'm feeling funny. And you just kind of have to let yourself go with what you're doing. Like you can't.
Right. That's what I had to do.
Then you start feeling uncomfortable.
You know, I was a step away from fucking freaking out and being like, I don't want to do this. I felt like crying at one point. Like I was so overwhelmed and I was like, why do I even feel like crying? Like, what am I grieving for? Like, I took shrooms. I'm already an hour into the trip. I have another hour and a half to go before, like, this hurdle is cleared. And, like, I'm feeling better. So why do I even have to freak out? What, am I going to freak out for an hour until I feel better? Do I really need a backpack? Do I really need, like, people to reassure me? I'm going to be fucking fine. So let me listen to Cam play music and let me just trip out a little. And go comatose on the couch and shake and seize. And then, boom, I can dance. And then I was good.
Yeah,
you know, so
you were free.
Yeah, I was free. I was free of the bullshit and the anxiety.
Yeah,
but yeah puking. I wouldn't recommend puking on shrooms, man. That was really rough. That was really
rough. You said you kind of enjoyed the visuals, though, right? Like, weren't they interesting to look at?
Yeah, but also really over. I mean, dude, they made me dizzy. Yeah. They made me want to vomit because it was spinning. It was like closing my eyes, and then the world is spinning around me. It was insane. I couldn't keep my head like straight. It was just going like this. I was rolling my neck.
Bobblehead soul.
I noticed like ages ago that when we did that first one, that not knowing the difference between what was real and what was like a visual was stressful to me.
Sure.
Right. Like it's you don't know what reality is anymore.
Yeah, and
like,
you don't know if what reality you're looking at is like a real thing and what everyone else is seeing. Or if it's completely different. Like, I distinctly remember watching a music video with someone that was sober at the time and being like, I don't understand this music video. Like, why is that person a zombie? And then the person beside me was like, they're not. That's just a normal person. And but it was that. just like knowing that I couldn't tell the difference between reality and visual was like weird and stressful to me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, one thing me and Swagger did was we watched this guy take two tabs of acid in the woods. He just recorded himself.
No, it was three.
Yeah, so he's like fucked, and we were just like laughing at this guy, not only because he was going through a kind of hilarious experience, but also like his head was just warping and shit. Yeah, like his head was like one moving, minute like really and, like, big and like
stretching and fucking shaking, and like the background was undulating, and like me and Cam were sitting there going like, is this shit edited? Like, do you see that shit move? And he's like, yeah, I see it move. And we asked her trips in, and we're like, do you see it move? And she's like, No, it's completely still. And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, you're just a fucking idiot. And I was like, oh, I'm just on drugs.
I do remember you guys saying the first time that it was almost like the people on the acid were on the exact same wavelength, whereas the people that weren't on it were on a completely
They wouldn't understand.
They had no
and
understanding.
And it seems like it's so interesting that two people can be on something that is like mind-altering but experience such similar things.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm.
I would say I didn't feel as intense of a connection of like wavelength between me and Swagger when we did shrooms as opposed to acid. Like acid, we really felt like we were a unit. Like we were like a
all of us. Yeah.
Whereas this was more like, oh, we're both just like kind of having fun and like enjoying this time. And I also think like shrooms didn't really. You never feel like you're seeing something that's not there. It's always you're seeing something that's there, but it's altered, and you're like experiencing it in a different way. Whether that's like, you know, waviness or pulsating or breathing or color or anything, like it's just kind of accents everything. So
which one?
Hell of a drug, man.
I know they say that one of them feels like you're taking yourself on a journey, and the other one feels like you're being taken on a journey.
Yeah,
you know, like one feels like
respectively.
Yes. Wait. People so say, which one's which, though?
People say that with acid, you are in control of your trip. Okay. And then when you're on shrooms, the shrooms are in control of your trip. And that's what they say. True. But I don't know how you know, scientific that is. You know, I always say like acid is like bzz, 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 and then shrooms is like woo. Like, and that's unscientific. Yeah, acid is like, but it makes sense.
Scientific
right?
description.
It's just like you're like, oh, let's go over here. Oh, no, you're kind of like scattered and definitely out of control and in some sense. But then I guess you're also making all the decisions actively and also with the group you're with. Like when we were on acid, it was like, yo, smell this lemon. Yo, let's like feel this water in the sink. Like you're deciding what to do.
Let's baptize everyone.
You're also like obviously overwhelmed. With shrooms, I especially on my solo trip, I was completely in the hands of these little mushrooms, man. Like they were just doing whatever they wanted with me. Yeah. And I was just like,
wow.
Like, just literally following just like some trail of that some higher thing had like wanted me to do. Like that's what it felt like.
Interesting.
Especially when I was up on that roof, man, like in that moment of peace, that was like, I've never felt peace like that in my life. Like probably since I was a baby, like that's how it felt. Shit was crazy. So
shit, poggers, dude.
That's really cool.
It is.
Yeah. So I mean those are the two little shroom stories.
It's so interesting that they were finally very different.
Well, I definitely took more on my own, and also being alone is that's different too. Like it's not about anyone but yourself.
Right.
You know? Like it's your experience, it's your trip. You don't have to worry about like what does the trip sitter think of me, or like what there's no
Social element.
Social anxiety. Yeah. There's no, oh, is Swagger okay? Like, and also for Swagger's one, I was a guest in his home.
Yeah.
Which I remember like
kind of. You kept asking me, like, I hope you're okay with me like being here. And I hope like, I'm like, dude, I love it when you're here. Yeah. Like it's good. Like I love having you over. Stop tripping.
Yeah.
You know?
Just instantly stop.
Yeah. And so he's like sober.
Yeah.
Oh.
Imagine if I took it that one time that I was going to come down and visit you in Wellington and do it then.
Mm, you had that old bag, right? They were kind of moldy though, right?
I don't know what it was. No, they were moldy eventually because of how long I had them for. That was like a bag like this big. Like that was an enormous bag of them.
What the fuck?
And it would have been a bad time. Like, the person I was with, it wouldn't have been the right person to do it with. And like I wouldn't have would not have been in the same headspace. Like at that point I did not know myself at all.
Yeah.
God damn.
That's insane, man. What a stories.
Yeah, right?
What a stories.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so guys, I guess that kind of, I mean, unless we want to talk about anything else, it sort of brings this episode to an end.
I think it's a nice little a nice little closure.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really cool.
Guys, if you're...
It's not as cool as when I made sautéed mushrooms, but, like, it's...
Fucking Jay's actually becoming Gordon Ramsay. He's been updating me.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's my life up then.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, if you're going to trip, make sure you're safe. Make sure you don't do too much and that you're in the right headspace and in the right setting. Mm-hmm.
This was sponsored by Gamersubs.gg. If you want to be really good to yourself, go to Gamersubs.gg and use code MISFITS for 10% off. It is very good. Mm-hmm. Keep you energized while you're tripping. I actually wouldn't recommend mixing caffeine with that.
Probably not a good idea.
You'll be
not
fine.
Not too much.
But Gamersubs. Yeah.
Gamersubs, guys.
Gamersubs.gg.
Gamersubs.
And cool, Spotify.
Hope you enjoyed listening.
And Spotify.
We love Spotify. Guys, thanks for listening. Love you. Hope you're staying well, staying safe, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.